Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we're going to have some fun with this one.
Yes!
Come on, Mocha! Let's go!
Here we go!
The chill that you spill on my back. See me filled with satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction of what's to come.
We was coming in the last one without changing it up a little bit like we do. Nobody changes it up like Mocha does. Tell him about it. Tell him. I saw you dancing, Boom. Y'all should have seen Boom in the studio over there. He caught it. He caught the groove. The groove caught it. He was telling it, y'all. He was telling it. Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast back again, 9/17/2020. We are back. It always seems like it's a long time, but it's never, never long enough for us to be on. So we are so glad to be back in the podcast. We got a great show tonight. We're going a little bit off the normal script. We are this show is dedicated to you, our members, viewers, listeners, watchers out there. Give us a call, 516-387-1381. Tonight's show is primarily going to focus around questions. We've been asked some new, some old. We're going to cover it all. So this is time for y'all to have y'all voice most of all. But before we begin, I got to do what I got to do. We're going to do our intros, our crew. Number one, my right hand, you know, the Boom Shakalaka. David, go ahead.
Hey, you're going to have to give me a minute because when I was dancing, something fell off. I don't know what it was.
Oh,
hey.
No. He said it fell off. Wait.
He said it fell off. Okay, all right.
So, like Brian said, I'm David, a.k.a. Boom Shakalaka. Looking forward to talking to you guys, interacting, and I'm looking forward to a great show.
All righty. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Madam Secretary.
Hey, hey, hello everyone. This is Mia, a.k.a. Madam Secretary. Just wanted to say thank you for staying tuned in with us, and I look forward to our show this evening. Stay tuned.
All right, all right. And, of course, Miss Parker.
Hey, everybody. I am so glad to be back on the air. Like Brian said, this show is dedicated to you guys, and we're going to answer all your questions. And we got some juicy ones. I'm ready to get this show started.
Hey.
And our fearless leader, introduce yourself.
He had.
Brian, did we lose you?
We lost our producer. Oh, no. Well,
Mr. Producer. That's all right. So what we're going to do this
hey, we got it.
Gonna,
we got it.
Yeah, I'm just going to talk about the fact that, can y'all believe this is our last show for this season? I am in awe that this season has gone by so quickly. And it has been just so much fun. So we are going to talk about that a little bit during our show as well, how much fun we've had with you guys during our first season. But don't get it twisted. Yes, this is our last show for this season, but we will be back at the end of October. So make sure you stay tuned and look at the groups, the different groups, all of our groups, Midwest, our Desert group, our Tropical, all of our groups, because we'll be making the announcement as to the date that we're coming back. And then we'll also be looking for some show ideas from you guys. So make sure you stay tuned in with us. So with that, we want to go ahead and get started. Just kind of talking about some of our favorite moments Man, since we got started on this show, let's just talk about it. I know one of my favorites was our very first show. And we came together as a team, and it was like we knew each other forever, you know. And we had, some of us had known each other for a long time, but some of us didn't. And so it was interesting when we first signed on air and heard that music start. We always get nerves, all four of us. We are nervous before this thing starts. And that particular show, we were like, oh, my God. And it all came together. So that was one of my very first and favorite moments, is just completing that show. And then after the show, we had a debriefing, and we talked about it, and we laughed about it. And it was so cool that we came together the way we did. What do y'all think?
Oh, yeah.
I totally agree.
I was going to say that, too.
Yeah. By the way, I had a small technical difficulty. I am back, y'all.
That's all right.
But, yeah.
You're trying to leave us already.
I was gonna
have, okay.
No. I ain't going nowhere. I might leave for a minute, but you know I'm coming back. I'm the boomerang. He's the boom shakalaka. I'm the boomerang. I'm coming back.
That's all right.
But,
we're going to keep
the
show going. We're going to keep the party going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Groove is in the mocha. But that's the same, is that that first show, you know, I mean, that's always my first big aha moment, because a lot of folks, as we've talked about, don't realize how much goes into putting on a podcast. The planning, the going over the topics, you know, talking about who's going to talk about what. And there's always unexpectedness that occurs, like technical difficulties or, you know, something
exactly.
like that. And so keeping the show going, we're prepared for the unseen as well as what we have in front of us. So when just to share a little story for those who are listening for the first time, we had somebody else running the show for us, and we just kind of came on and did our thing. And when that relationship went by the wayside, we took it upon ourselves to say, you know what, let's do this. Like Rilla said, you know, we really came together. I mean, seriously came together. And when we figured out how to do it, I mean, the first show, I don't even think we rehearsed our first show. I don't think we really, like, we didn't, like, sit down and do what we do now. And that show, matter of fact, the date here, I wrote it down, it was 5/25/2020. You can still catch our old shows on our YouTube channel, Mocha Singles. Midwest Mocha Singles YouTube channel. That show is still there, and that show was so amazing. That's what really kind of catapulted us to where we are now, when we realized, hey, you know, we can do this. So I'll be honest, I've never shared this. The first time I'm sharing this with anybody, I did not think it would go as well as it did. The first show, and I was scared. I was nervous. I was scared.
Yeah.
And how well that went, and how well we've been received from the, you know, what is it, you know, 23 different countries, all 50 states. Our loyal listeners, is it Reg? Yeah, Reg, who is in, I believe, in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He is. Yep.
You know,
and his
wife, you know, right, wife, wife Teresa, who was recovering, and I believe she is well. Last we checked, you know,
the
there's just
crew.
Been so much full spiegel. Yeah, their work crew, yeah.
The whole work crew,
so
yeah.
Full circle. So for me, that is that one. And then, of course, Boys Night Out, but I ain't going to talk about that right now.
You leave it to me, bro. You leave it to me.
Well, I'll let the next take that one. But, yeah, look, that was my biggest aha. Who's got another, like, aha or crystal number one night show?
I will piggyback off of you guys, because the first night was definitely my favorite, because I'm like, I've listened to podcasts, but I'm like, what's going to happen? Are we going to have two listeners? Are we going to be the only ones listening to each other? Like, what's going to happen? And we actually had some awesome callers that night. We had a few people call in and, like, just have a conversation with us. It was all new. We didn't know what to expect. They gave feedback. We talked to them. It was awesome. So that's why I remember that night more than anything, because of the callers that we had that chimed in and helped have that interaction go smooth on our first
night.
And then
they connected.
Of course,
they connected
yes.
with us, and we connected with each other that night.
We were like, "Wow, okay,
night.
We like this."
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, and outside of that, just like Ryan said, the returning listeners, and then
mm-hmm.
we always get excited after the show because we're like, who's new? Who's listening in? Like, that's always exciting to see
yeah.
the different locations and the amount of listeners that we have. And then, of course, the feedback that we get from everybody, because that's how we get better. So that is what I enjoy about our wonderful podcast and my wonderful panel.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow. Well, for me, again, it was the first show. Didn't know what to expect because, you know, the ladies of the group who pretty much keep us in line most of the time. We didn't really know what to expect. Well, you know, we have to do what we have to do. So we didn't know how that was gonna mix, but I do believe we had a few meetings before the first show actually.
Yeah.
We would get
yeah.
together like
mm-hmm.
on a Sunday or something like that and kinda talk
mm-hmm,
over a few
mm-hmm.
things. So that made it a lot easier, and it helped us prepare for each show. So I thought that was a very that first one, like everybody else said, was the tip of the iceberg. The
yeah.
second favorite, I love them all, but I have to go with The Boys Not Out. You know,
mm-hmm.
we pretty much ran the studio. You know, we left.
You pretty much ransacked the studio.
Ran the studio.
You ransacked the studio.
We ran the studio. Yes, we did.
Ransacked. Yes.
We left the toilet seat up. Brian made his famous. Brian made his famous turkey bacon casserole.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and if you find any Polaroids or anything,
your line will disconnect in 5 seconds.
Wow.
We're still finding stuff under the cushions from that night. So
mm-hmm.
yeah. We know
that was
one of you guys.
Ago, so
I don't know if they can have boys' night next season. I don't know about that.
No,
they might have to
definitely.
Like come and check in. Like yeah.
Yeah, if they do,
they need
have
supervision.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure. Now, one of my favorites was, of course, ladies' night.
Hey.
That was the show of the season, I have to say.
Who runs the world?
That's right.
<Hey.
laughs> Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Yeah, that was the show.
Hey.
I think. So,
we need that music back.
We do. You should play that, you know, at commercial break. But we had such a good time taking over the studio and listening to the ladies, having ladies call in. Yeah, definitely cleaning up. That wasn't the fun part. But having ladies call in and educate our brothers on, you know, all the stuff that we are as far as ladies, you know, we have many different facets. And it was nice to be able to just kind of talk about those things. And even some brothers called in and told us told us things from their perspective. And so that was so
yeah.
cool. So that was a good night. That was we killed it that night, y'all. We had so much fun. We did. We had so much fun. So make sure you go over to our YouTube channel and subscribe and listen to the shows that we're talking about because they're over there. So, yeah, we had that night was just – it was epic, I have to say. And we had a clean studio. We didn't burn any turkey bacon casseroles. And we put the toilet seat back in, ladies, just so you know. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have a private – meeting about the whereabouts of some of our paraphernalia. We'll call it paraphernalia. And my me and Boom's I Heart Virginia poster that y'all took down.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why.
Yeah. We had to take that.
No,
yeah.
No reason for that whatsoever.
No reason for that whatsoever.
Sorry.
Right.
Sorry. No.
Right.
I Heart Virginia. Yeah. So no.
Well, speaking of Harding, one thing we love at Mocha is listeners and callers. We have a caller that came in just now. The last four of your number are 7856. Caller, 7856, you're on Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening. Thanks you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I love this page. I find it so fun and inspiring every day.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
thank you.
And who are we talking
to? Would you want
to
give your,
what's your name?
Would you want to give your name?
Oh, well, this is Autumn.
Well, hi.
Autumn, okay.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here.
My favorite season.
It's mine, too. And not that I'm biased or anything, but it's mine, too. And that's why I was a little late. We were finishing up I have a shop where we have workshops, and we had a fall watercolor painting class. So I got out of there a little later than I planned, so I apologize.
Oh, fun.
Oh,
fun.
Thank you for remembering and calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
So you're what area of the country are you calling from, Autumn?
Well, I'm in the suburbs of Chicago. I'm about 25 miles west of downtown.
Nice.
Midwest.
Okay.
Yeah, we like that. So, Autumn, what you'll have to do is post one of your watercolors on the page. I'd like to see one.
Right. Yes.
Of maybe some fall, some foliage or something. That would be nice.
Yeah, I'm happy to. I'll do
it. Great. Thank you so much for calling in, Autumn. Do you have a favorite moment of any of the shows you've listened to, or is this your first time listening to us?
This is my first time listening live. One of the things that I was telling Brian, what I really like is just the dynamic between you guys. You guys are just, you're really engaging. You just keep it moving. You're just really entertaining. I love it. So I don't have one.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And what we really appreciate, Autumn, is one of the things that we think brings a lot of heartfelt and deep-seated love to the group is when there's a post that says, men only, I don't see your name go up on it, so I would just want to give you a hand right now.
Oh, my God.
She gets a special shout-out.
Yeah.
That's because I know how to follow directions.
Say it again.
Somebody get that woman a crown. Right. Get her a crown.
She's going to be the commercial in the group.
Right now. Oh,
that's
yes.
awesome.
Yes.
Wait a minute, though. I want to say this. It's not that I haven't thought about responding.
Yes.
Don't think that I didn't have a response.
I just
restrained myself because I'm trying to follow direction. And
ooh,
I really do want to see what the men say. And once women start chiming in,
that's
men might feel hesitant to.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm
we play
way.
This clip in the group.
Nice.
Yes, that's great. Well, Autumn, we thank
Autumn,
you so much for calling in. And make sure you tune in next season at the end of October. Thank you so much. Keep listening.
I sure will.
Good day.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Thanks, Autumn.
Good night.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, when you go to the bank and I see that vault open. I think about, man, that'd be nice to have all that money, but I don't want to go to jail. That's why I don't do anything. I know the consequences.
Now hold up, fellas.
Reason.
Did you guys make her call in? Because that was, like, classic.
Right.
Like, oh, my goodness.
It was.
She was right on
was.
Point. Like, public service announcement to the ladies of the group. Autumn is speaking.
Yeah.
Like, she got it right on point.
She did good. She did good.
Maybe the girl is just smart. Maybe the girl is just smart.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take that. She did seem smart.
Yes.
We will take that. And we'll take this. We got to pay some Williams. So we will take this into this next commercial break. This is the Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast, if you're able. 516-387-1381. We'll be back.
At Montana's, we're living the best life.
Getting ready for a good time.
Tell
celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
The FDA is committed to protecting the health of the American people and to facing any challenges in food safety. Here's what you need to know. First, the U.S. food supply remains safe for both people and animals. Second, there are currently no nationwide shortages of food. Finally, there is no evidence of human or animal food or food packaging being associated with the transmission of coronavirus. For more information on FDA's efforts against COVID-19, please visit FDA.gov.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry. I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Have you ever dreamed of building and owning your own home? What if I told you it was possible to easily customize your own personal luxury home? What if I told you it was affordable? Look no further. With Lodging Homes, we make your dreams a reality with state-of-the-art materials, efficient construction crews, experienced architects, and home designers contracted to help you every step of the way. Call us today at 1-800-787-HOME or visit us at lodginghomes.com. Let us help you achieve your dreams and build your future. Brought to you by LEGO. Create the impossible.
All right, we are back. Midwest Mocha Singles podcast and live. Again, the number 516-387-1381. We do have a handful of callers out there. We'll be getting to you in just a minute. We're going to kick off our segment two. We have some kind of layover from the first segment also. We all kind of talked about our favorite moment, but there were so many of them. So there's no way one show is going to be able to grab all that. But I believe Ms. Parker had an additional input she wanted to put in. Input put in. See, I did that. Input put in. Go ahead, Ms. Parker. Tell us about your input, Ms. Puddin.
I did. I have another favorite. And it is, you know, Mia talked about all of our callers who called in. So we had some really special guests who called in. But we had a special guest, a recurring special guest who came throughout the season and always, you know, gave us her 2 cents. And so I just really enjoyed Gloria, who always made her cameo appearances on the
Gloria
show. Gloria.
Yes.
So she's here to, you know, say hello to everybody. Is Gloria in the house?
Gloria, oh, hello, Mocha Singles, and you're going to podcast. Oh, that's just darling. Mocha Singles, let me tell you, when I told my husband, Morty, that Midwest Mocha Singles was moving in next door, he was saying, what is Midwest Mocha Singles? And I said, I don't know, but I see them moving in. I saw the podcast. It was just darling, so I had to come over and say, hello, hello, Mocha Singles, hello. How are you all doing?
Thank you so much. We are great.
We're doing well.
I'm just so glad you were here to show up and say hello to all the listeners tonight.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I looked at some of the pictures. You have some handsome men and some very darling-looking women. Some of the clothes they wear are absolutely stunning with the colors and all that. You know what? I'm no Barbara Streisand, but I do have a little bit of a song that I made for your group. Would you like to hear the song I made for your group?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that would be nice. Thank you.
Now, again, I'm no Tupac Shakur, but here it is. It's a rap song. Midwest Mocha Singles, where everybody mingles. Marty loves that song. It rhymes, and you know it does, Marty.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, thank you so much, Gloria.
I think
thank
it's
you
darling
for joining
song.
Us.
Absolutely. What's it? Oh, absolutely. I want to come over one day, have coffee, talk, you know, no big whoop. We'll just sit around and talk about it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Gloria. Well, thank you so
offline.
Much for joining
we'll
us throughout the season. Yeah, for sure. We have to. But you were such an integral part of our show this season. So I just wanted to say thank you for joining us and for calling in and giving us your opinions on some of the topics that we had this season.
Oh, absolutely. Me and Marty just love the show. We joined, but we're married, you know, for 43 years. You know, we've been together. So I do want to tell you, when you first moved in next door, into the East, I think it was the East Coast Mocha Singles. That's where we saw you. And when you moved in, I heard that truck, and I told Marty, I said, is that a truck, maybe even an 18-wheeler? And then we watched him move in, and the first thing we noticed was like, oh, look, Marty's going. They've got a podcast. I'm going to go next door and bake him a pie.
Oh, okay.
We love it.
Keep
coming
with
the
pie.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we will see you next season, Gloria.
Absolutely. Season number two. Marty, put that down.
Marty, bye.
Bye, Gloria.
Bye, Marty.
We hope you guys enjoy Gloria and Marty as much as we did because, yeah, she always had great advice and had stuff to say. So thank you, Gloria. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Who's this Gloria y'all talking about?
Ooh, we were talking to Gloria. Yeah, Gloria and Marty. It's funny how Brian always disappears when Gloria comes around.
I know, right?
It's like
Clark
you know,
Kent, Superman.
Clark Kent, yeah. Huh. That's interesting.
I had to use the restroom, and now that y'all cleaned it up, I can't find anything in there.
All right. So that was my other favorite thing. Brian, what else do we have?
So we do have a handful of questions. There's a contest going on right now. And what we're doing is we're going around and we're grabbing questions from you, the members, and some non-members. And the raffle is if we read your question in this segment here, that there's going to be – your name is going to be put into a raffle for a $25 gift card. So we had a handful of them. I've got some – actually, we all went through and picked out some of the questions that we wanted to read off. Did someone want to go? You want me to read mine first?
Go ahead if you're ready. We're tuned in.
Okay. So let me go grab mine here. Well, I'll tell you what. Sometimes when you spend too much time with Gloria, I've hung out with her before. Sometimes it's hard to tell exactly where she's coming from or where she's going.
Gloria can throw you off.
Well, I can. I'll jump in while you're getting it together over there.
I'm trying to look this up. Yes. Go ahead.
This was definitely from the most recent gift card entry, and it says from Miss Yvette, what is it going to take to break the ice with someone you're interested in? That
so
one's tricky. Fellas?
Boom, you want? Yeah, Boom, take a shot at that. Read it again, too.
Yes. Get back on there. It says, what is it going to take to break the ice with someone that you're interested in?
All right, well.
And it came from a lady, right? That came from a lady.
Yes.
So, yeah, guys, you take that one.
Okay. Well, I've been told that closed mouths don't get fed. So, that being said, you know, you do the customary, you know, shoot your shot. If you have a fear of rejection, that might be a little bit harder, but you just never know. He may be feeling the same way. He just might be shy. So, I mean, the best way is to just the simple, subtle approach, and just see where this person that you're interested in is at in their head, and you take it from there. Hopefully, you make the shot. You know, it's a risky situation. You know, but you know, hopefully, it works out for you. If not, you know, then you know where you stand, and then you hopefully you can move on to someone else. So that's my opinion on that.
Yes,
that's good. Right.
I like that.
Well, let's see.
Brian,
okay, so what does it take to break the ice? Well, I mean, it all depends on how thick that ice is. You know what I'm saying? Because I will say that I do like a girl with some nice ice. But at the same time, when we are in the initial conversation, I'll be honest. If y'all know, I can be corny. And if I tell one of my corny jokes and she laughs, she's got me. I ain't gonna lie. I mean that really is for me, because even though I really don't care if you think it's funny, it's more or less the fact that, yeah, I'll play along type situation. You know, she's not really uptight and taking everything really seriously. So I think that's probably the most important piece at first, is knowing that she's not too uptight. I'm a little guarded on this one. I don't want to have a kid conversation too quick. And what I mean by that is, and I always wanted to get perspective on this. I know this is a member question, but I'm asking for input on this too. I don't like when a lady asks me a lot of questions about my son. I don't mind his name, age, stuff, but when they start asking me stuff like, what does he like to do after school, you know, and what school does he go to? I'm like, well, I don't really know why you need to know all that. It's pretty common. And I think a lot of ladies assume that because you're a dude, they figure, okay, well, you know, you're a dude, so you ain't got to worry about me asking the wrong thing. No, yeah, you do, because we know what area I'm trying to stay away from, because this is a family show. But I don't want any woman, and my son's, looks like a grown man. I mean, he does. I mean, he's taller than I am. You know, he looks a lot like me, poor boy. But I don't like a lot of ladies really getting too personal, and sometimes they get thrown off when I say, you know, you've asked me five questions. That's enough. You don't even know me yet. So, icebreaker. You know, have a good sense of humor, and two, I really don't want you crossing too many borders with my son when you don't even know my last, let alone middle name yet. I mean, I do want to know. And I would like to get the lady's perspective. And again, I know this was the member's question. We're addressing that, but I did want to get a lady's perspective on that. I mean, Ms. Parker, is that am I crossing the line on that one?
Well, I don't think you're crossing the line. I think that, especially if it's, you know, a first or second date, to bring up a conversation to ask, do you have children? How old are they? You know, that kind of thing. That's one thing. But to start asking, you know, personal questions about your children, that's conversation to be had later. Like you said, it's a matter of you guys getting to know each other to see if, you know, you even want to introduce your children or bring that person around your children, or even share more information about your children before knowing that person. So I definitely agree. So ladies, that's a way not to break the ice with Brian. So, definitely agree. For sure. Because, I mean, you know, bringing children into a relationship is very, very serious, because kids, you know, even though my children are grown, when they were younger, people didn't get to meet my kids, you know, until I knew that it was going to be a serious relationship. If it was going to be serious, this person was going to be around, then at that point, we made arrangements to meet each other's children
If they had children, we made arrangements to meet each other's children. But before that, there's no need. There's no need for you to, you know, to meet my children. So I agree. I definitely agree.
Oh, yeah. I am the same way. I will chime in a little bit with David as far as shooting your shot. I'm definitely open to guys shooting their shot. But I feel like the online world, like, yes, guys are visual, right? So you see someone, they're attractive, and then you may shoot your shot. But it's always, like, straight to the kill. There's never, like, a, hey, let's just have random conversation and, you know, ask questions and see how this person responds to see if we even have anything in common. You kind of, like, I feel like it's kind of like, oh, hi, I like you. Let's do this. Let's date. And it's like, wait a minute. Hold on. Take a moment. Let's get to kind of interact and observe and see how you act. You know, do I even like you outside of the visual? So I feel like that step is missed a lot with online dating. People just want to go from I like you to let's go out on a date. And I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
No.
And then if you do go out on a date with them, then you date girlfriends. So, that one date.
Stop.
Yeah.
Like instantly, like, wait a minute.
Know you phase.
Yes.
Yeah. That's true. And just some advice for folks. If you shoot your shot and that other person does not reciprocate or return the interest, let it go. Move on.
Yes.
Don't keep saying good morning, beautiful, every day.
Oh,
my
goodness.
She never responds. And you say good morning, beautiful, again, and she doesn't respond. And then you say good morning, beautiful, for 2 weeks, and she still hasn't responded. More than likely, she's not interested.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take the practice and move on.
That's it. That's it.
Anyway. Just to piggyback. Just to piggyback on the shooting your shot, what they just said. That's all I got to say about that. Okay.
What's the next one, David?
Okay. Let's see. This is from a member of the group. Her name is Angela Jones. And she asks, will this group have activities offline, meet and greet, maybe mocha single cruises, so we can meet offline?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
I saw that one.
The answer's pretty simple. I mean, we did plan one for this year. We did have a couple of the last 2 years. We were planning on one for this year, but unfortunately, with COVID rearing its ugly head, I think we still kind of talked about it, but we haven't really made a solid decision yet. So I know it's kind of in the works. We would like to, but again, you know, with COVID, you know, we kind of trying to be careful with that until, you know, that gets under control. But it's still in the works. That's what I can tell you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's said perfectly. I mean, we're just trying to be safe. But I promise you, the moment travel becomes safe and we can do so without having a bad conscience on the back end. Oh yeah, we had one last year. Matter of fact, I always like to give the shout out that David traveled halfway across the country to be here. Miss Wheeler, that was her first one. That's where she got recruited at that point. So it went off pretty well. I'd like to see another one. I know we can do another one. We're just gonna wait, like we said, until it can be safe. We definitely have another caller here. The caller last four are 7877. Caller again, the last four of your number are 7877. You're on the Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast live. Go ahead, caller. You there?
Seven, eight, seven, seven. Last four numbers of your phone number.
Hello.
Call you there?
Hear me? Hi.
Yeah, we can.
Hey, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, how are y'all?
Wonderful.
Good. And you?
How are you?
Fine. This is Tamika from North Carolina.
What's your name?
Tamika.
Tamika.
I'm Tamika.
Okay. Hi, Tamika.
Hello.
I can't hear them
that
well.
Say what?
I am.
We can hear you, though, so go ahead. Did you have a comment for us or a question?
Yes, I was calling in. I could refer to the engaging part when you first starting out to meet. I really think it's all a stepping stone into how you do it, but it's definitely for an icebreaker or for you to join in. Is to really speak out and reach out to the person and let them know that you're interested in them. And I think from there, you'll be able to know if it's a give or not. So it's pretty much just being open and just spilling the beans. Sometimes you just got
to
let it down and just put that in there.
You got to be brave, you know. That's the thing. You got to step out there. That's good. Thank you, Tamika.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you calling in.
She said, did she say North Carolina?
Yes, she said North Carolina.
Well, wow. I lived down there. They call it North Cackalacka, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I went to school in North. They do. I went to school in North Carolina in Greensboro. So, yeah, they do.
North Cackalacka.
But, yeah. That's awesome. And, yeah, she's right. You know, you have to sometimes, you know, just man up or woman up and take a shot. You just
ladies,
have to do it.
Ladies, you can take a shot also. It's not always
that's
up
right.
to the men. But the men
that's
are,
right.
you know, wanting to know if it's okay. They want that invite sometimes. So give a little when someone's reaching out.
It's just. I mean, it comes down to the fear of rejection. That's the only reason why anybody doesn't take that step, especially men. You know, because some of y'all can be like, some of y'all can be nice with it, and some of y'all can be real brutal with the rejection. I mean, some of y'all reject it like y'all take a real relish, like you really enjoy. So please ask me out so I can tell you no again type thing. So that's
They're like blasting.
Women,
I'm like, he had the audacity. I don't like that when they make someone feel a certain way for putting themselves out there. Like, no one has to give you the time of day. Please don't put yourself on a pedestal to think that, oh, my God, this guy is speaking to me. Be thankful and move on. That's it. Unless he's out of pocket or rude, outside of that, there should be no reason to make someone feel that way.
And just so you guys know that women are also – intimidated sometimes with asking a guy, you know, to even just saying hello. I think one of our members, Rudy, posted something on the page earlier today, and he said that, you know, it's okay just to say hello. You never know what might happen or something to that effect. And he's right, but that's the thing. Saying hello can be scary for both men and women. Saying hello to someone you're really interested in can be scary for the fear of rejection. So it goes both ways.
Oh, yeah.
Right on, right on. Now, one thing we are scared of is paying our bills. We got to take a little station break right quick. We'll be back again. The number 516-387-1381, Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast. We will be back in a moment.
1, 2, 3, 4 Hey, hey, Miller Lite. It, and that. It's what we say in Texas. When we ask for the cerveza, we want to start a fiesta. The beer is Miller Lite. Like is it today? See, the great Miller's taste keeps you ahead of it all. Miller Lite, that's what we say in Texas. Miller Lite, it's this and that.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code, and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well,
why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir.
When, oh, when will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
If the black dog of depression makes you feel like the saddest soul on earth, you're not alone. Around 350 million people share this debilitating but treatable condition. If you're worried about someone, ask if they're okay. If you're not doing so well yourself, ask for help. There is no shame in doing so. The only shame is missing out on life. So get help, be helped, and always hold on to hope.
See your next special occasion from an elegant new perspective. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, group outings. A most memorable experience with views you won't find on land. Exceptional, unforgettable Odyssey. Plan your next special occasion at odyssey.com.
All right, we are back. That one snuck up on me, didn't it? Okay, so we are going into the final stanza of our final show of season one. And I get a little misty when I think about the fact that it's in the season one. Even though we'll be back, we will be back. But
no,
you know, this was such a fantastic season one. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows. You know, I've gotten some texts over here like, why are you ending? We're not ending. It is just it's like a TV show, season one. Then you have season two. You can catch all these shows on our YouTube channel, as mentioned before. Okay, so we are going to close out here this last segment, and we have some more questions from our viewers, listeners, members here. I believe. Ms. Wheeler, did you have something there that we were going to pick from the group?
I do. Roslyn Aku, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing her last name correctly, but she posted, can a person's social media timeline influence you not to date them?
Oh, wow. Wow. Yes.
Yes. So I think all of us said yes, but what are the things that you look for or that you might see on someone's timeline that might discourage you from dating them?
I would like to jump off on this one because my list is rather long, I'll admit, but there's some that's like, and there's some like, oh, heck no. To me, you know, this is going to sound silly because at our age, you would think you wouldn't see this. I promise you, this is out there. Grown women flashing, number one, middle fingers at the camera. I don't know who told them this is cute. It's not cute, sweetheart. It's never been cute. It wasn't cute when you did it. It wasn't cute when you first saw it. It's not cute now. No, it's not. Stop it, man, especially if you are over 25 years old. To be honest, even under 25, but over 25, you really need to be slapped if you are still putting up middle fingers at that age in your profile pic and thinking somebody's going to find that cute. Also, any type of drug paraphernalia or weapons. I can probably handle a hunting photo, even though it's not my thing, but that kind of stuff, no. And last but not least, for me, please, 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 please. And I get some flack because some folks don't agree with this. I'm not budging on this one. Normally I'll ask, hey, am I wrong? I'm not budging on this one. I do not want to see a picture of you and your ex. If you've been broke up for 3-4 years, I do not want to see you all cuddled up in front of the fireplace talking about, well, it's a cute picture of me. Find another picture. Find a picture without him. If the only way you are cute is with your ex, that is a problem in itself. Take it down. Find a regular picture to put up by yourself. You can think about him if you have to, but no dude that is interested in you wants to go up, roll up on your profile pic and see a picture of another dude. It's not insecurity. He just doesn't like looking at that dude hugged up on you. That is mine. And that's not, again, that's not one I'm backing down from. I said it.
I agree. I agree on those. Definitely for me, as a woman, I don't want to see a man who is, you know, cursing every other word or having videos with cursing or, you know, the smoking of the weed and that kind of thing. That bothers me, as well as I think, you know, a lot of, like, I will look at a man's profile and see just a bunch of naked ladies or booty shots or, you know, whatever it is going down his profile page. And that just to me tells you, you know, what he's looking for, what he's about. So, yeah, definitely those two things. And like Brian said, I don't want to see you hugged up with your boo either, your ex-boo either. So I think those are some of the things for me as well. What about you, Mia?
I will say I am very observant. So I'm going to watch. A big one for me is how you speak and how you talk about females.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pay attention how you interact with the different ladies on your page, because for me, I'm like, wait a minute, why are you speaking to the ladies this way? I have a problem with that. That's a flag for me. And then, of course, we're on social media. If you're always, like, giving the same energy, the same responses to all types of women all over the place, like, that is not attractive. Like, hey, gorgeous, hey, beautiful, call me. Like, and you see this person, like, randomly, you know, on all types of posts. It's like, stop it. Stop. No. Like, go into the inbox. It just, it's not a good look for you. So that's a turnoff. And the same with Brian with the, you know, the pictures, the middle fingers and the flashy craziness going on. It's annoying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, do you really want to see those pictures in 20 years? And that's what your kids are seeing, your grandkids. Like, stop. That is not cute. So,
yeah,
those are definitely the bigger things that I look at. Like, how are you, how's your conversation? How are you speaking to females? And then what type of pictures are you putting out?
Yeah.
To represent you. So
and that's really good as far as how they speak, because even with grammar, even though you can't, a lot of times you can't tell, you know, because you're not talking to that person, but you can see how they, you know, put their sentences together, the how they spell, you know, if they use there or there, T-H-E-R-E, or, you know, which, if they don't know which there to use, that kind of thing, that bothers me as well. And someone actually corrected someone in one of our groups and said, you know, the spelling is, you know, wrong here. And so that's interesting, because that could, if you see that constantly throughout their timeline, their feed, that might give you an indication, you know, as to that person, how their conversation would even be. Yep. What about you, Boom?
I'm going to try to keep this as non-transparent as possible, but I never thought about anybody's political affiliations. You know, I know there's some people that didn't like Bush or Reagan or any of that kind of stuff. I can deal with that. But 4 years ago, somebody else got put in the office who will remain nameless. And if you can still stand by voting for that person, try to get me to change my mind about it. I can't mess with you. That's just you know, like I said, I don't normally do political stuff, you know, but just this guy just changed my mind about that. So that's one thing I look for. Second thing is, I don't need to know what you're doing every 10 minutes. Oh, hey, I'm downstairs just chilling.
Eating
I'm downstairs smoking.
Yeah.
You know, I just went to the store and got me this or a lot of food. I can't do it.
Yeah, that's good.
Basically.
That's true.
The classic is, y'all just pray for me. I'm not going to tell you why. Then why are you telling us? I don't understand.
I can't do it.
I really don't understand. And it's not, I mean, just that's a relationship with you and God. Just you have
yes.
that conversation with him.
Yes.
I can't.
My prayer
is
for you.
Yes. Yeah. So that's
enough tonight.
So that's
funny.
It. Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes
all right, so,
they'll give the updates every 5 minutes. Sometimes not every 10 minutes. That's even worse.
Man.
Oh my God.
That's
yeah.
true.
Exactly.
That's true.
So thank
and then
you
they want updates on
question.
What you're doing every 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I mean, that's they're like, what are you doing? What are you up to? I go, I am deleting your last text message that was just asking me what I was doing 5 minutes ago. That's
right.
What I'm doing. We do
oh,
have another
you.
Caller. We're going
to
try to get into that real quick.
For our question. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yes. No,
yes.
no, you're right.
Thank
I mean,
you,
yes,
Robin,
yes. Thank
your...
you. Matter of fact.
Yep.
You, go ahead.
Just thank you, Robin, for the question. And you are now entered to win a $25 gift card.
Thank you. Yeah, that is important. We do not forget that. By the way, there were some of you who did answer questions. We didn't get a chance to get to all of them. So what we are going to do is if you entered, some of you entered like 3-4 questions, put a lot of effort into it. So we are going to do some subsidiary raffle entry just for the participation. If you entered more than three, then we're going to go ahead and have you come in to the raffle just for being that active. When the sister groups are taking off, man, there's a little contest in those, if I believe so, regarding membership, if I'm correct. But we will cover that. Again, you know, if you really want to get the skinny, join the groups. We have a caller here. The last four here are 4559. Yeah, caller 4559. You're on the Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast Live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I mean, good evening, everyone. This is Lorraine.
Good evening, Lorraine.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I made it. I made
it. You made it. I'm so excited.
Oh, goodness.
The last one, and I made it. I am so excited. I am.
I've been trying to get her in.
Like, I kept looking at the clock, and you know the time difference throws me off. But
yes.
I'm here. And
is representing the Desert Mocha Singles.
Oh wow!
Woo-hoo. Yes.
But
go
I
ahead,
thought
Ms.
that'd be questions. I thought the questions were thought-provoking, and yes, I was the one that was corrected on that post. It was there, but it wasn't. I copied that post from someplace else, and it didn't dawn on me, and I clearly know the difference between there and there.
And there.
There and there, but
I
told the gentleman, I said, I accept constructive criticism. I don't have a problem with that. See, when you go off and you get all defensive, that's when there's a problem.
Exactly.
So,
that's good.
But to answer one of the questions about what turns you off with someone's post, if you would not contact them, is when I, like you said, when I see a bunch of naked booty pictures, and they don't have to be naked, but just a bunch of booty pictures, and I'm I answered one question earlier today, and I said, you know, you look at looks. You the outside, yes, that is important. But when you get to be 64 years old, you have to look at something else other than looks. That used to get me in trouble when I was in my 30s. My 30s and my 40s, that used to get me in trouble because if he looked good, smelled good, dressed good, I was hooked. But he didn't have anything upstairs. Couldn't carry a conversation.
That's right.
See, so, and you all probably have seen some of my responses that if at some point in time when it dry up and it shrivel up, what do you have?
What do you have then? That's right.
Then what do you have then? What do you have back then?
Right.
So we as ladies and men have to look beyond the superficial. And see what else
that's
is
good.
Going on in that person's life. How does he treat his mother? How does he treat his children? Because there's very few men and there's very few ladies out here that don't have children. So it's how do they interact family-wise? We have to be wise.
That's true.
And those are the that believe we have to ask God to give us direction and order our paths and direct us. And man, you all are supposed to be seeking us, not us seeking you. Okay, I didn't come to preach.
Come on now.
But that's what man defines a good thing. That's what the Bible says. So, but we women tend to be a little impatient. I'm guilty. Be a little impatient, and we don't wait on God to bring us the right man or the right woman into our lives.
Right.
So it's gonna be rough. It's rough on some of these folks out here with this pandemic. I'm telling you. they having issues and problems because they can't hook up. So
that's true. Wow.
So that's right.
Well, Miss Lorraine, so glad that you got through and that you were able to join us today.
It was like I wasn't going to give up because I'm like, okay, I dialed the number. Now what? Now how do I just say hello to everybody? Because we don't see everyone except for our posts on Facebook. So how do I say hello? So I got there. I'm here.
We got you in.
That's right. Thank you for representing the Desert Mocha Singles. And I'm going to have to come out there and see you. Right. I'm have to come.
Please do.
Please do.
But it's still hot right now, so don't come now. It's still hot, and we're still dealing with the smoke from California. So.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I'll wait.
Yeah. But I'm coming.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a good evening, okay?
Have a good evening.
Yeah, I did think it was funny when she said, and the men, and me and David was like, cricket. Cricket.
Yeah.
It did get quiet on the mail
like
front.
Every week. Oh my goodness. Yeah. We were like every time we went on, she'd be like, "Oh, I miss you," and then I'll tag her. She'd be like, "I can't hear." I'm like, "I'll catch you next time." So I'm glad she finally got in.
Me too. Me too. She's a sweetheart.
Me three. And y'all. It is that time. That time we didn't think was. It is that time. There it is. We got the Sandman coming for us. But we're gonna do our sign offs. But you know, we'll do it one at a time. But again, it's just season one. So just to remind you, we are not leaving. Season two will be back. around somewhere near the end of October, maybe around the Halloween, we will come back and say hello and start again. There may be some changes. We're going to look to make things even better for you. Again, season two is going to be amazing, but kind of melancholy saying goodbye to season one, our first, our own season. What we did, we built this. We made this.
Okay.
This is us.
That's right.
Like that show, this is us. This is Mocha.
This is us.
And
yeah.
We had a ball bringing it to you. So one at a time, like usual, I'm going to pass it to my right hand. You can still find us in the group, so we're not going anyway, but the podcast, again, taking a short break. Boom, what you got for him?
Oh, just want to, just say thank you to my three panelists, my special people. Couldn't do this without you guys. I'm just blessed to have you guys as a team. So I just wanted to say that. I'm going to miss you guys for the next few weeks. But we're looking forward to season two, bigger and better things. So thank you for all the listeners, and we will see you in season two.
All right. Ms. Parker, what you got?
Well, I am saddened that this is our last show. We have had so much fun, or at least I know that I've had so much fun, and with you guys, it has been amazing. And thanks to all of our callers. Thanks to all of our listeners. Thanks to all the people who have participated and carried us through this thing, supported us. I just appreciate it. And thanks to Gloria for stopping by the studio tonight. I appreciate it. So we will see you next season. Make sure you tune in.
I'm Madam Secretary.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you for having us. We appreciate the support. We appreciate the shout-outs, everyone calling in. Can't wait to return and give you guys even more topics, conversation, and just from our point of view. We're not professionals, but we definitely have experience that we can give to the world. So stay tuned. Coming soon, a new revamp, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Amen to that. This is Mr. Producer. Again, had a great time, season one. Looking forward to season two. Don't forget to catch us when we come back again at the end of October. Catch us on Midwest Mocha Singles YouTube page. We are out. Good night. We will see you in the groups.
Bye.
Night.